Good day. This is Paige Estrotori representing Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Sunday, July 14th, 2024. Now let's dive into the stories shaping the financial services sector. Our first update comes from one of Australia's insurance giants, QBE. QBE has announced significant enhancements to their claim handling processes, drawing important lessons from the 2022 Australian floods. These new strategies aim to decrease delays, improve communication, and strengthen risk management for their customers. A standout element of these changes is the introduction of a bespoke property health check program involving experts conducting comprehensive evaluations for complex residential claims. Furthermore, QBE utilized geospatial technology to speed up commercial claims during Cyclone Jasper, highlighting a powerful leverage of technology to maximize efficiency in disaster response. In addition to these innovative changes, QBE is also committed to enhancing communication with policyholders. By developing informational flyers to simplify insurance terms, there's the hope that policyholders can increase their preparedness for natural disasters, a vital move in light of the growing number of such events in the region. Moving on, travel enthusiasts rejoice. As the Australian dollar strengthens, now reaching above 67 US cents for the first time since January, Australians are eyeing the horizon with heightened enthusiasm. Senior analyst Kyle Rada suggests that the US Federal Reserve's potential rate cuts and the Reserve Bank of Australia's policies might be behind this rise, with the Aussie dollar also experiencing highs against the euro, yuan, NZ dollar, and hitting a 30-year high against the yen, overseas adventures for Australians suddenly look much more affordable. Coming up next, we have news from the financial advisors landscape. Despite an earlier decline, the total financial advisor headcount shows a modest rise, with a net increase of 39 advisors. While some companies such as AMP Group experienced losses, others like Insignia Group and Avalon FS reported gains, with the latest numbers bringing active financial advisors to a total of 15,469. These movements suggest a cautious optimism in the industry. Lastly, the Australian Consumers Insurance Advocacy has called on insurance companies to lead the way in funding for resilience. The advocacy group proposes that the Insurance Council of Australia could guide its members to allocate 1% of home insurance premiums towards a resilience fund. This initiative, potentially generating an impressive $100 million annually, could offer interest-free loans to policyholders facing insurance difficulties due to structural issues in their properties. These are noteworthy steps towards stronger collaboration between government bodies and the industry in bridging protection gaps. And on that note, we conclude the daily financial news wrap for today. For more news about insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your leading source for all things financial. Keep on keeping on, Australia.